The boats were launched, the hooks were baited, and 134 anglers were poised and ready. Even the youngest contestants knew what that meant.
Time to fish.
Just minutes after the derby began, 9-year-old Jasorin McGraw had reeled in the first fish of the day. As the speckled rainbow trout flopped onto the grass, Jasorin jumped into action. He removed the hook from the fish's mouth, tossed it into a bucket, and swiftly rebaited his hook with a generous pinch of salmon eggs. As he cast his line back into the water, the trout flopped wildly, trying to right itself inside the bucket. Jasorin has been fishing since before he could talk. He says catching fish in Swan Lake is no big deal.
I've been fishing with herring, and I've had quite an experience in Indian River by catching dollies.
Not all the kids in the derby were experienced anglers. Several arrived sporting pink Barbie fishing poles along with their miniature extra tufts. Among the youngest fishermen were 4-year-old twins Andrea and Michelle Winger. Their father, Kenny, participated in the derby in the mid-70s when he was a kid.
I don't remember catching too many. My older brother did. And actually, the fish were bigger back then. And the lake's changed so much in the recent years. I noticed there's no frogs out there anymore. The ecosystem's changed just dramatically. So thank God they stocked the lake for us. So.
Most of the fish in Swan Lake are resident cutthroat and Dolly Vardens. But each year, the Department of Fish and Game stocks the lake with 300 rainbow trout in hopes of improving angler success. And this year, it seemed to do the trick. In total, the kids caught 206 fish, almost 4 times more than at last year's derby, and quite possibly a derby record. With such a high catch rate, Patrick Fowler from the Department of Fish and Game had his work cut out for him.
We're measuring fish as anglers bring in their cutthroat, rainbows, Dolly Varden. We're going to take the weights, write down the angler's name, just full trout derby style. We got a jumper off the table.
7-year-old Tyler McNamee caught one of the largest fish of the day, a 12.7-inch cutthroat.
I went fishing, and I got a really, really big fish.
What did you use for bait?
I used a little worm.
The first Junior Trout Derby was held in 1941, the same year the Sitka Rotary Club was founded. Today, the Derby receives strong support from the community, and dozens of prizes, from stuffed animals to inflatable boats, are donated by local businesses. At this year's Derby, there were prizes for the smallest fish, 5.1 inches, the largest fish, 13.3 inches, and for hidden weights in each age category. But Corrine Ferguson from the U.S. Forest Service says winning isn't the objective at this derby.
Well, we mostly want to promote, you know, healthy outdoor activity between parents and children and just get them outside and get them enjoying the water and the wonderful environment that we have here in Sitka and encourage good ethical and safe boating and ethical fishing and just good family fun.
For Jasorin McGraw, the competition was part of the fun. Jasorin did well at the event, capturing the title for the first fish and the smallest fish caught in his division, and the overall prize for the most fish caught in the day, a total of 22.
He's got another fish. All right, Jess. Yahoo!
In Sitka, I'm Shalise Haas.